It never hurts to get an outside perspective, especially when it comes to your website. You may be the best team in the world, but no team is going to spot everything. Even if they do, a fresh pair of eyes will bring a new perspective and new thinking. I spend a lot of my time doing exactly that. At Headscape, we work alongside internal teams, helping them look at their website with new eyes. We even work with organisations that already have a web design agency that they're completely happy with. They just want a fresh perspective. The problem is that when you're working on any project for a long time, you lose the ability to see the wood for the trees. You are so entrenched in the details that the bigger picture becomes hard to perceive. It's easy for internal teams to have their view blinkered by organisational culture, and even external agencies who have worked with the same client for a while suffer from this problem. It's hard to look beyond the client's internal structures. Getting an outside perspective also helps organisations look beyond their own sector. We do a lot of work with the charity and higher education sectors, and both of these look at their own sector for inspiration. This means that their sites often look the same. What we bring to the table is the fact that we work with many, many different sectors, and this means we can draw on lessons learnt from those other sectors too. Sure, two charity sectors have a lot in common, and having a knowledge of the charity sector is useful, but throwing in tricks used in the commercial sector can help as well. Finally, getting an outside opinion can help from an organisational perspective. Internal teams are often limited in what they can say. Even if they do say all they wish to, management don't always listen to them because they undervalue their team. Even external agencies feel like they have to be careful when working with a client over the long term. They don't want to risk alienating the client and losing their business. The huge advantage we have when providing reviews is that there is an expectation that we will challenge the status quo. Management will listen to us because they've hired us to provide constructive criticism. So what does getting an outside perspective involve? Well, bringing in an outside perspective varies based on what, if any, concerns you have about your site. For example, if you have concerns about accessibility, then an accessibility audit is a good place to start. But sometimes you're less sure about what you want. All you know is that you need a fresh pair of eyes. In such cases, you need to pick the best option for your budget. Sometimes a simple chat with an outside expert can be enough to help you look at things differently. This doesn't need to be much and can be just a discussion over Skype, and that's where things like my consultancy clinics are a good example of that. That said, a clinic can't go into any detail. If you want that, a site review is more appropriate. This involves an outside expert spending a couple of days looking at your website and then writing you a report. This allows them enough time to dig into the site and identify any issues. Of course, these expert reviews look at the site in isolation. To understand how effective the site is, we also need to consider it in light of the competition, and that's where a competitor review comes in. This ranks your site and those of your competition based on a certain set of criteria, and this enables you to see how well your site is performing within the marketplace. Then, of course, there's usability reviews. Based on analytics and usability testing, we no longer need to rely on the consultant's judgment. Instead, we're gathering real data about how the website is performing. Finally, there are business reviews. This is where the outside consultant examines the website in the context of your business. A website may look great and even be easy to use, but still fail to benefit the organisation. A business review will look at the organisation's business objectives and measure the website in light of those. It also looks at the site's management to learn whether the organisation is getting the best return on investment. With all these different options, you can feel overwhelmed. And that's why I suggest starting with a straightforward site review. This will give you a sense of whether there is a deeper problem that needs addressing. Best of all, it only takes a couple of days, so isn't too expensive. It is also worth saying that now is a great time for this kind of fresh perspective. As the year is drawing to a close, many organisations are beginning to think about their budgets for 2015. Now is a great time to take stock and look at the future. If you're a part of an in-house team that wants to take their site to the next level, then now is the time to act. But if you're an agency, I would encourage you to think about getting an outside perspective for your clients too. You shouldn't feel threatened by another perspective. You cannot hope to spot everything on your site, and I think it shows great confidence to your client when you suggest about getting another opinion. In the end, it can only serve to strengthen the relationship with the client and provide a better service.